God of unchangeable power, when you fashioned the world, the morning stars sang together, and the host of heaven shouted for joy. Open our eyes to the wonders of creation, and teach us to use all things for good, to the honor of your glorious name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abram by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make quickly, ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife will have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah for the manner of woman. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Join me in reading the psalm on this side, the bold, and on the choir side, the not bold. Okay, let's start. "I love you, God, because you have heard the voice of my supplication, because you have inclined your ear to me whenever I call upon you.
How will I repay God for all the good things done for me?
Lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of God.
I will fulfill my vows to God in the presence of all people.
Precious in your sight, O God, is the death of your servants.
O God, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon your holy name.
I will fulfill my vows to you in the presence of all your people.
In the courts of God's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it, but if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, Shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Brother will betray brother, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents. And you will be hated by all because of my name. These are strange words to use to inspire a crowd. They are not the words of our relentlessly positive, best life now American culture. Perhaps, alarmingly, they might sound a bit like the words of a demagogue trying to rally the masses through fear and grievance. Remember the line from Wicked when the wizard said, "The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy"? We're hearing a lot of that in our country today, too. And far too many have interpreted the words of Jesus this way. Far too many American churches have followed the same script as the wizard, claiming with scant evidence that Christians are being persecuted and that we must stand up and fight back against the world. Then we can claim that anyone who disagrees with us must hate us because of our faith. And the list of enemies grows. You've probably heard the saying, you know you're creating God in your own image when it turns out he hates all the same people you do. But that is not the way of Jesus, not at all. Jesus doesn't say we should hate anyone, only warns us that it's entirely possible we will be hated. While acknowledging that persecution may come and that we might have to be wise as serpents in order to deal with the dangers that lie ahead, Jesus reminds us repeatedly in today's gospel that our primary identity is of sheep. Sheep, not wolves. Sheep, not ultimate fighting champions. Sheep who may be scattered or hunted or wounded. Sheep who are entirely vulnerable when they are alone. Sheep who need one another and who need the guidance and love of the Good Shepherd in order to thrive. When Christians use the rhetoric of the New Testament to pit ourselves against the world, we too often stop acting like sheep and behave like wolves instead. There's an artist I first saw on Instagram called David Hayward, who draws cartoons under the name Naked Pastor. In one of his cartoons, there are these two boxes, and the first box is this simple pen and ink line drawing of Jesus in a church building, and there are a lot of sheep inside, and most of them are facing in one direction. And Jesus and all of those sheep are drawn in simple black and white. All of the sheep except one, a sheep who's facing the other way, a lone sheep whose coat blazes with the colors of the rainbow. In this first box, one of the black and white sheep looks at the rainbow-colored sheep and says, "Sorry, but you're just not welcome here." In the next box, the black and white sheep are alone in the church, and the spokesperson, or spokesheep, says, "Hey, where'd Jesus go?" And then you see the punchline. The door of the church is open, and Jesus and the rainbow-colored sheep are walking out together. For far too long, it has been acceptable among too many Christians to treat anyone who is part of that great rainbow cloud of witnesses that we call the LGBTQ+ community as other, as scapegoats, as unwanted or unacceptable or unloved. When churches behave this way, when they condemn or ostracize people because they are simply being who God made them to be, then it is almost certain that Jesus, like Elvis, has left the building. Our brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ who have been persecuted simply because of who they are know exactly what Jesus is talking about when he says that brother will betray brother and parents will hate children, because too many of them have experienced hatred and betrayal from people and institutions that should have been there to care for them. The last thing they need is for the church to reject them too, but far too often that is exactly what happens. During Pride Month, but hopefully not only during Pride Month, we need to be clear that we here at St. Martin's are about more than tolerance. We are here to celebrate the full, beautiful, exuberant diversity of the beloved community, just as God made us all. And we also need to acknowledge that the Episcopal Church has been part of the problem, and that even today we are not as universally open and affirming as we could be. Humility and a stance of listening and learning are still vitally important to this conversation. So I want to be careful here and not claim at all that I can speak for anyone else who has experienced church hurt or religious trauma. If you've been hurt or excluded for who you are, I can't assume I know what your experience has been like. At the same time, I have my own experiences of exclusion. I do know what it's like to be part of a church that didn't want my gifts, that told me I was delusional and wrong, and maybe even going to hell, because I believed that God was calling me to be a priest. And there were many, many things that I loved about that church and still do love about that church. My home church taught me about God and Jesus and the sacraments. It taught me about the beauty of liturgy and the mystery of prayer. It even taught me to read scripture with a generous heart and an open mind, and to see science as a gift from God. I continue to be grateful for the role it played in my formation, in making me the person I am today. The point is not to make an enemy out of that other church. But how long can a person live in a community that will only accept part of who they are? Didn't Jesus say that he came to give us abundant life? And then just before one of his many reminders that the most important thing we can do is love one another, Jesus also said that he wants his joy to be in us and our joy to be complete. Abundant life, complete joy, the fullness of who we are, being unconditionally loved. That is what life with Jesus, life in the church, should look like for everyone. And Jesus, ever the realist, also said this: as you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Friends, many of our beloved LGBTQ plus siblings have had to shake off the dust from their feet and leave the church behind. And Jesus has not let them be like a sheep without a shepherd, harassed and helpless. No, Jesus goes with them, not to leave any of the rest of us behind, but to encourage us to come along, to build up the body of Christ without fear or prejudice. It is only when we go to the places where the people who have been hurt and rejected are that we can share in God's work of justice, liberation, and co-creating a world where everyone thrives and flourishes and experiences the fullness of what it means to be human together, no exceptions. If, like me, you're still thinking about that little rainbow-colored sheep who made his way out of the church building with Jesus at his side, I'd like to end by offering up a prayer for God of the Rainbow, a prayer mostly written by Gabe Avila, our own director of operations, and we'll pray this in honor of Pride Month. God of the Rainbow, we thank you for creating us just the way we are. You have made us in your divine image, weaving together all the vibrant colors of humanity. Red is for life, the sacred breath of our existence. Empower us to live our truths boldly and authentically. Orange is for healing, the restoration of our spirits. Heal our hearts from rejection and wrap us in your unconditional love. Yellow is for sunlight. Illuminate the gifts you have planted within us and free us all from shame. Green is for nature, the growth and flourishing of all creation. Teach us to bloom where we are planted. Blue is for harmony, the peace we build together in your beloved community. Help us seek justice, mercy, and reconciliation. Violet is for spirit, the holy mystery that connects us all. Guide us in building a world where love knows no bounds. Like the colors coming together to form one beautiful arch, remind us that we are all interconnected parts of your creation. May your promise of peace, hope, and love surround us always. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, and came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace and with courage, let us pray to the Lord.
God of relationship, you come to us as three in one and one in three, reaching each of us where we are. Empower the leaders of our church to counteract cultural norms of fear, abuse, and disdain for those who are different, instead rejoicing in the gift of our diversity. Let this Pride Month encourage us to expand our hospitality, to speak out against injustice and discriminatory legislation, and to become bold change makers. We commit ourselves to the work ahead, looking to your example through Christ. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace.
Hear our prayer.
God of Ruth and Naomi, you bring us out of our homelands into new and unknown realities. You are determined to accompany us, never leaving us alone. As people around the world cross borders and boundaries to be with those they love, remind us all of our home in your family. We pray especially for those who are separated from their loved ones by distance, hostile borders, prison walls, or estrangement, that they may be safely and joyfully reunited in this lifetime or in your kingdom. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace. God of Joseph, you dress us in coats of many colors. Remind us of the beauty of our uniqueness and the belovedness of our bodies and of all creation. Give us new eyes to see each other and ourselves as you see us, holy and whole. We pray especially for those who are discerning and discovering who they are and who they are becoming, that your love would guide their way. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace. God of Rahab and of Esther, you have called us to act in times of crisis and civil unrest. Embolden us, even when we are afraid, even when we do not have confidence in our own power, to move courageously toward the world we know is possible. We thank you for the leaders, activists, prophets, teachers, mentors, artists, and architects of liberation, those who have seen the fruits of their labor, and those who need us to continue the work. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace. God of the unnamed, you know and love each of your children, whether or not their names and struggles are known to us. We long to care for those who suffer in silence, unwilling or unable to seek help. Inspire us to reach beyond ourselves, to invite all our neighbors into the family of God. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace, God of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, you draw us out of death into life. Free us from the bondage of fear, that we might fully live as your beloved children. We pray especially for those we love who have died, whose absence is keenly felt. We know they will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. We pray for the repose of the souls of Stefan Heinrichs and Jean Lyon, and for their families and friends who mourn.
We also pray for the repose of the soul of Joe Jimenez and for his family and friends who mourn.
Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins to God.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Trinity is uproar and color, dissent and challenge, wandering and exile, invitation and inclusion, drawing our bodies and spirits into the riotous harmony of God. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. Happy Pride. We are having some fun activities after the 10 o'clock or this service. We're gonna be out painting the rainbow crosswalk, which we did a couple of years ago. I hope it's not too hot. I don't think it'll be too hot for us to be outside doing those things, doing some sidewalk chalk. I think, Gabe, I forgot to ask where we should meet. I'm wondering if we just meet up out
Bronze Cross.
Okay, it probably says that in here, and I just wasn't paying attention. Okay, meet at the Bronze Cross after church. We also have something happening later today at 6:30. We're going to have a Taizé service in the narthex, and that is something that we're hoping will become kind of a regular, maybe monthly feature. We're experimenting a little bit with time and place and design, so please consider coming back for that. I think it's going to be a really lovely end to the day. We're also continuing with activities throughout the summer, especially looking for things that can kind of bring us together. So we have a Bible study next week after this service. We're focusing on Abraham and Sarah because those stories from Genesis are a big part of our lectionary readings these weeks. We have a place at the table coming up at the end of the month. If you have not been to one of those, there are some places left, last I looked. It's really fun. It's a potluck. It's a good way to get to know people, if you're newer especially. And each one is just sort of run by whoever is hosting it. So they will figure out how to set up the meal and figure out who's bringing what and all of that. But you sign up through the office so that we can get you connected. All of this information is in our yellow sheet, I should say. So I'm just hitting some of the big highlights. I did want to mention, in addition to several service opportunities that are actually happening this week, so you'll want to take a look at those, we are a part of the Davis Interfaith Association, and they are meeting tomorrow. Tomorrow in the evening, they've invited a group called Hate Free Together, which is active in Davis through some of the city or county government, I forget. And they're going to come and give a presentation and have a question and answer time. So if you haven't tried going to one of these DIA meetings, this might be a good one for you to go to. You could learn about Hate Free Together as well as getting to know what DIA does a little bit more. So I encourage anyone who wants to be part of that. I see that we have our ushers up front. Our ushers are here with these beautiful goodie bags. If you raise your hand, we will not call on you or embarrass you in any way, but we will be able to then offer you a welcome bag. It has our magazine, it has some information about the church, it has chocolate. So please can just raise your hand so that Kevin can come by and hand you a bag if you are new or new-ish. You're welcome to have them. Okay, I think those are the announcements I really wanted to hit. We have a couple of birthdays.
We have some. So Friday was Magdalena Mateo's birthday.
Magdalena.
And Saturday was Charlie Bamforth's birthday. Wow. Just a few years apart.
A few years apart. I know Magdalena turned 17, so I'll just leave it at that. Gabe. Jerry's birthday is coming up. Yay! Jerry's birthday. Tim. Oh, wow. Two June birthdays in your family for your sons-in-law. Yes, back there. Oh, two family birthdays for you, too. Yes. All right, yes. Your birthday is today? Oh, my goodness. Wow. This is a birthday extravaganza. Well, that's so cool. So what that means is, unless I missed any, oh, yes.
I just wanted to make a mention that we are using the song How Could Anyone by Libby Roderick during communion. We're using it by permission.
Thank you. Yes. Our music notes are in your yellow sheet too. And then there are even more if you go to that link on our website. Actually, we have a lot more information on our website in general, so I hope you'll always feel free to go there. Yes. Oh my goodness, another birthday. Happy birthday, Emmy. Okay, one more. You have a friend who's having a birthday on Tuesday. This is a good time to have a birthday, apparently. We have a lot to celebrate. So if you turn to page 5 in your bulletins, we say our celebrations and milestones prayer together, and it's for all of the people that we know and love who have something to celebrate. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have communion around the altar rail this morning. Our communion bread is homemade, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, so we hope that everybody will be able to participate in communion. You come forward and the ushers will let you know When there's space around the altar rail for you, you can stand, you can kneel, however you're more comfortable. And then when one of the priests brings you the bread and you put it in your and puts it in your hand, you can either consume it right away and then choose to drink from the chalice when the wine comes by, or choose not to. Or if you leave the bread in your hand, then when the chalice comes by, the Eucharistic minister will take the bread from you and tinct it in the wine and give it back to you. So those are multiple ways that you're welcome to receive communion. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation. Your Spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing.
Oh,
and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with Blessed Martin and all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal love.
Amen.
Thank you.
peace to love and serve the Lord.